This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica records 2 million stopover visitors. Education Ministry addresses non-attendance of principals enrolled in the Effective Principals Training Program, and Panama disease sensitization sessions underway. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window, no head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. Jamaica has for the first time recorded over 2 million stopover visitors landing on the island in any one year. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says this milestone shows that Jamaica remains high on the list of consumers across the world. He says Destination Jamaica has consistently earned admiration and recognition for its marketing efforts. Minister McNeil says with its achievements in tourism, Jamaica has established itself as a major center of hotel development to the extent that our hotel developers have been successful at creating international brands that have driven growth locally and regionally. The tourism minister was speaking at a press briefing at the Sangster International Airport on Sunday to welcome the 2 millionth visitor to the island. The Ministry of Education is taking steps to address the absence of principals enrolled in the Effective Principals Training Program. A meeting was slated for Monday, December 30, with chairpersons of several school boards to help encourage the principals to attend the training seminars. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this is the first of several measures to be taken to ensure compliance by principals. Mr. Thwaites reported earlier this month that 49 principals of underperforming schools have refused to attend the leadership training. Of the 49 non-compliant principals, 39 are from primary schools, while the remaining 10 are in charge of high schools. This is a concern, the minister says, because the chief inspector's report continues to highlight weak leadership as a significant factor of underperforming schools. The Effective Principals Training Program, delivered by the National College for Educational Leadership, is designed to guide principals in the day-to-day management and administration of school matters. A series of training sessions is now underway to sensitize farmers and technical officers to identify the symptoms of the Panama disease race 4, PDR4. This is part of proactive measures by the Banana Board should the disease be introduced to Jamaica. The Panama race 4 disease does not pose an immediate threat to the local banana crop, and the Banana Board's Technical Services Unit is taking steps to prevent its entry into the country. It is therefore critical that all visitors and returning residents to the island are aware of the grave implications of violating quarantine and customs laws. Without the requisite approvals, all fresh banana and plant materials are contraband, and all persons are required to declare any recent visits to farms in other countries. Farmers are also being reminded not to expand fields of Gros Michel and apple bananas because PD races 1 and 2 may wipe out the crop within 2 years. PDR4 affects all commercial varieties, including the horse plantains and the new Fia varieties. Currently, there are no resistant varieties that can withstand the disease. And the National Works Agency, NWA, has started a program of hot mix patching under the Capital A $200 million Patching Works program. This program is designed to improve the condition of select roadways in St. Elizabeth. Community Relations Officer of the NWA Southern Region, Howard Hendricks, says patching has started on the 4 road sections of Pedro Cross to Lillitz, Black River to Pedro Cross, Lacovia to Vaux Hall, and the Santa Cruz Clinic Road. The roadwork is scheduled for completion January 8 and is being undertaken at a cost of $8 million. The NWA is advising motorists and pedestrians to obey posted warning and directional signs and the instructions of flag persons while work is in progress. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.